Okay, by introduction, I'm sorry, this is the one thing I did not make a copy, but it's from the Haggadah of the Be'er HaChaim, which is of Elimelech Biderman, just discussing the Simanim. The Simani HaSeder, he writes, Yisodim shel Simani HaSeder Bahare Kodesh Vehuva B'machzav Vitri, the Simanim brought down the Machzav Vitri Shehoyim and Arishonim. Kosva Mikubalam Shiroi Lacholecha Lahotzi Mipivis Asimanam. And the Mikubalam said, we like our menhag is to say out loud, Kadesh Urcha Tadnirza Tzadikim Nasu Tam Ladavar. Why? Hamotzi Aveda Chayiv Lahaksir Labalav. Those learning above Mitzi appreciate this. Someone who finds an Aveda, a lost object, Yechayiv, to return it to the Baal, to the owners. Alpi Simanam. Showing the simanim, v'nei b'meshach kol hashana kula ma'abed ha'adam dargosav haruchanias machvas kolach yitzara. During the entire year, we lose many of our levels of spirituality. Shemiskaber lo chadoshim levkarim v'skulas lel haseder sheyachziru lo esavedo sheibed ayidei sheyomer es hasimanim b'piv. It's an introduction. It's a very nice introduction. Really, it's an evening in which we rediscover some of our inner selves, and that's to say the simanim is not simply a, as I heard many have said, it's simply not simply a roadmap of what is going to occur this evening, but it's something deeper. It's something which is reminding us, and I think when we get to Nesivah Shalom, it's more appreciative of what we're trying to accomplish in the evening of Chayiv Adam, Liros Atzmo Ki Hu Yotzim and Mitzrayim. The first piece I want to do is from Mincha Tzur Rav. The Minchas Eliezer writes on page 1, he says, Shishamati Radenim Rabbeinu, the Abbezdin, Ha'inyin Mashatiktu Chazal, Shemaschilim Bechol Dov Shabigdusha Beberchas Bori Be'agav. And this is a general statement. Why is it that in many aspects of the Dov Shabigdusha, we start off with the Bori Pri Hagofen? Kagon Behechadis. B'nei Yisrael b'briso sh'adam avinu b'mila, by bris mila, b'rchas b'rover y'gafen, kodin b'rchas ha'sheh kiddush, also by pidgin ha'ben, b'chem b'eis chupa v'kiddushin, u'b'prat b'yitose kodesh ha'gedolim v'naram b'orus v'mochen nishpam b'lel shabz kodesh, of course, kiddush, ha'layayin, b'ori p'y ha'gafen, v'leil hiskadish chag ha'pesach, also to this evening when we start the first kos, b'chem b'lel rosh hashanah, Ashi Kabbalah Adam O Malchus Shemayim LaHamlech Hashem Yisparech, and etc. And all the different times that we do this. Ach Anu Nogim Kein LaHaloch Uvelel Sukkos. Again, we also do the same thing. Lel Shvuas. So why is it she Eschidah Begnisas Hayom Eschidahs Mikroy Kodesh Belima Torah O Tfila? Why don't we do learning Torah O Tfila Kedelis Or Shatochel HaKedusha Ala Adam Me'ata V'Haloch V'Lama Maschilim. But he says the reason is uli ulama inyan bal kocha kamanda amar also ilan shaol achal adam harishom mimenu gefen hayav anavim sachtalo. The reason is because the first chait, he says, of adam harishom, which was not eating the apple but eating of the grapes, al kain kivin shakol davish lepegedusha v'chol is oriz zmanam letova hu letikin chait zeh. Therefore, since we're being metaking this chait of Adam, therefore we always start with the Borei Pri HaGafen. I would like to offer a different idea of why we start with the Borei Pri HaGafen. There are only two foods that what we do is when you take the original food and you change it, and you make it into a higher form. Grapes, we make a Borei Pri HaEitz. You make it into wine, it's a Borei Pri HaGafen. When it comes to wheat, the same thing. You make it into bread. Hamotzi lechem and aret. It's a higher form. We start with the Borei Pri HaGafen because what we are doing this evening, or what we're doing in all of these mitzvahs that we're dealing with, is that we're about to go into a higher level of Kedusha. And preparing oneself to go into a higher level of Kedusha, that is the requirement. It's also the understanding that you're about to elevate yourself. The Hasidim, have this minhag of l'shem yichud, hinini muchan mezuman. The note of Yehuda was very much against it. However, and why is that? Because he felt the bracha itself is what is the purpose going to be mitzhaking. The bracha itself is what's to give you the notion of exactly what we are going to accomplish the evening. But the hinini muchan mezuman and the shem yichud really just spells it out. And that's the idea, that's the deeper idea of why, perhaps why we say in the Borei Pri HaGafen, is to prepare oneself. The Rav Soloveitchik said that, you know, the Rambam says, Kemo she mevarchem al birchas hanenen, kach mevarchem al birchas hamitzvah, just like we make a birchas hanenen, we also make a bracha on all birchas hamitzvahs. It is a concept of a matir. Well, what is the matir that the Rav was talking about? That you should understand. You're about to perform a mitzvah. You should prepare yourself and understand the importance of the mitzvah. So with that introduction, let's start with the first topic that I wanted to take. We always say that Rabbi Gamliel says, we say, Pesach, Matzah, Umara. The problem with this, and it's the question of the Bnei Yisachar, why do we say Pesach, Matzah, Umara? Shouldn't Mara be first? Mara is, why? Because they made our lives miserable. Maru chayim. They made our lives very bitter. That should be first. And then should be the Pesach, the Karban Pesach. And then the matzah. That matzah is what we eat on the way out. Why is Mara found at the end? I wanted to think about a number of different reasons why this could be. And the first is going to be the Or Gedaliahu, who is Rav Gedaliah Shor, on page 2. The Inyan Achilas HaMara Maybe asfas emes v'shem achidushe harim, that is his grandfather. Ki masha hayamar lohem hayagam kein l'tovatzam. That which was so bitter for them was also for their own good. Umefarish asfas emes. Ki hu laharo sha'anu ma'aminim v'yodim. Ki heim agolas hu l'tovatzam. This is that we're showing and that we believe that golas was for our own good. And we have to give shevach to the Kaddish Baruch Hu also on the galus. Ki chol hagalus hu rak hachana lahagula shahaya charkach. The af shebeesta shebenei yishol hem begalus, even though during the time period that we're in galus, near lahem hakol kamo hester. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu looks like it's hidden. We also feel that we're alone. As if God has closed his eyes. Only after, during the Geula, did we realize how everything was really for our good. And God didn't hide himself for us. Anochi eredim cha mitzrayim, when he promised Yaakov, I'm going to go down with you into Mitzrayim. Because of hatargim va'ano ichus, Ramban shamarach levar lo mashin hatargim. Why did the targim change mikol makum? Shemeforish ered melushin esgaling. Why did he change it from ered going down from the lushin of I'm going to golus v'kan kasev kipshuto ki hu laharos. The Shad of God indeed did come down, hidden. Ukemosha Amru, the Golu Labavel Shchina Imahem, Bechem Bechol Golus Vagolus, Ach Beis Hagolus Ein Margishim Hagoli Shchina Vashkachem Imaro. But during the time of the Golus, no one remembers, understands that. Aval Achar Geula. You only see it then. That is the idea. Zehu ha'inyan shesider bal hagada mara achar matzah. Why is mara found after matzah? Hagam shemara hu hagolus hu matzah hu hageula. It's true. Mara is golus and matzah is the geula. Ela shehasaga hazu shegam betoch ha'hester ha'yugoli yeshchina. You now realize that the golus, the Kaddish Baruch Hu hidden, was really with you. Bo rakli achash negalu mitoch hagolus. Ki betoch hagolus, in the golus ein mageshim hagolus b'shchina. Rakli achash neglu havinu kigam. Something go wrong? Okay, no. Kigam hagolus hoye b'hashgacha. There is an interesting, fascinating meshachochma The Meshul Chochma at the end of Parshas Bo wanted to understand why do we have the idea of Petach Hamar. Chamar is a tuma, is a tame animal. Why exactly would we have a petach chamar? Why would we have the opinion of a chamar? So he writes, he says, well, how did we go down to Mitzrayim? On what did we go down? He says, we rode on the chamar, we rode on donkeys. To show that even in the telling the story, when they're telling of the Geula, you have to understand to start from the beginning that the reason of the Geula to appreciate that which happened, even in the Gullus. The Gullus had a purpose. Before we go on with that, just as this next paragraph, we'll see how more of a secret tied into Purim. Uvachol adam yesh zman ashehu margish asorus. This idea is not something simply to talk about the Gullus of Mitzrayim, but it's also to understand our own individual, personal Gullus. Lahasko mechadosh. To remind ourselves to begin anew. Shebalo ha'ara mimarum lahagbiya osa mishafal hamatzav shalom. The last, we have the Dalet Parshiyos. The last Parshiyos is what? Hachodesh. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Many different understandings of what that means. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. But one of the major ideas, which is brought in many of the Sifrei Kodesh, is hischadshus. To be able to renew, to be able to change, to be able to begin. It's the final Parsha. We start off with an understanding of shkolim. Shkolim is a chatzi shekel to realize that we're not perfect. We need other people. We cannot be alone. The second parsha is parsha Amalek, destroying the Amalek, which is the Yetzer, the Amalek from within us. The third parsha is then parsha's para. Parsha's para is not dealing solely with the tumah of Misa, but it's talking about the tumah of our machshava. To be able to purify our machshava. Once you have all of these three, you realize that you have the ability and the necessity to change. Parshas HaChodesh is this chachas, to make a change from within. And that's what the Or Gedaliah was saying here, that the mara also in our lives, that we have to realize, lahagbia es atzmo midarchei hachayim shalo l'derech chodesh. To raise ourselves up, to a new life, a new derech. Aval ha'ikir b'zeh hazman, hu hachipasa. This is a beautiful, beautiful idea. The geula had to happen b'chipazon. And for us also b'chipazon, immediately, is without thinking. Why? She'yagbiyas atzom bi'ofen diluk l'hadrik ha'chayim ha'chadosh. It's like to jump for a new life. Ki b'zman k'zeh i'efshel a'lech b'adreg. You don't take your steps. You don't go slowly. Why? You sit back, you start thinking. I don't know, maybe I should do this. What are the ramifications? We talked to those learning Baba Metzina, actually it was in Baba Kama, the Takana Hashavim, but we worried about people wanted to be able to do tshuva, we weren't allowed to take the money back from a ganav. And why is that? Because we wanted them to be able to do tshuva. Imagine the ganav. The Gemara tells the story. The wife turns to the husband. Oh, he wants to do tshuva. Wants to give back. If you're going to give everything back, then he says, you have nothing left. So he didn't do tshuva. And that's the idea of a b'chipazon. When you're making a change, make the change. Jump onto the opportunity. The leilech b'hadraka mala mala lo yinatzel zazman ha'hu. Shuvlo yilo hasiya lahagbiyas asma lahaska mechadash. What will happen if you overthink it and you stop and you won't take the opportunity to make the change? If you turn to page 4, only by introduction, because I wanted to show how this is also to do with Purim, a very similar idea. The Arba Kosos. We're still on the first idea of just dealing with why is it that maror is at the end. So one idea is that the maror is because you couldn't appreciate the maror after the geula. Now you understand that the maror wasn't as bitter or as difficult as it was, or there was a purpose behind it. This is from Rav David Cohen, Simchas Yaivitz. B'yushalmi im psachim. There are different reasons that are given why do we have the Dalet Kosos. One, the most famous, is the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. This concept of 2, 4 is also found in Purim. Ora simcha sasam v'yoka bikar. V'gam tiknu dalet dvarim kinegdim shematchila tiknu mishta simcha yom tov v'mishalach manos. Uchashilo kibla iser malacha tiknu kineged zeh matanas avyonim k'dei l'kayim dalet dvarim. V'nira she'ein zeh b'bnei shepurim yeshnam dalet dvarim. It's not because Purim has 4 things, ela. Shebegeula yeshnam dalet inyanim. The geula of Mitzrayim had 4. And therefore the geula of Purim needed 4. Ugeulas Purim kepesach domi. Ayin the Megillah vav beis mesame geula legeula v'ayin Rashi. Rashi there says that the Gemara was talking about the smicha of which Adar is the one that should have Purim. And the Gemara, the Rashi explains, the second Adar has to have Purim. Why? Smichas, Geula, L'Geula. The Geula of Purim to Geula of Mitzrayim. V'ayin Rishalmi. Ro, v'ayelet ha-shacha she-baka ora. Kachi gulosan she-yisrael b'tzchila kima. Beautiful Gemara in the Brachas, which shows that the Geula is going to happen little by little. Kol mashi hi-holechas hi-rabab holechas. See this comparison of Pesach to Purim. Similarly, also the Geula, the Nisan, Benisan Nigalu, Ubenisan Laosan Nigalu, Umordechai Yoshe Bishar Hamelech, Viacharkach, Umordechai Yotzim Mifnei Hamelech Bilvush Malchus, Viacharkach, Vihudim Isa Orvis Simcha. V'hergashti, and I feel, shezehu inyan shel arba mishmaros havi halayla shenechleku hatanoim b'zeh. V'cheish l'dun ba'arba batim b'tfilin, shem osrod mitzias mitraim nami havi keneged zeh. Also the dalet batim that you have in tfilin. V'agav, and also hergashti sha'arba l'shonu shegu'ula mikubilis la'arba malchias. That we're going to come back to you, because here already could be the idea, why is mora found at the end, because a Marah represents the future Gullus. And that's why the Dalet Kosos could also be La'arba Malchis, the 4 Gulluses. U'masha Omri B'Yushama Keneged Dalet Kosos Shasa Paro. Hainu Hain De'Gullus Matraim Genuzos Kol HaGullus Memela Havim Bechal Hanach Dalet Kosos. All of the future Gullies and all the future Geulas are found in this idea of Mitzrayim. Okay. So let's go back to Purim. Purim, we see a beautiful Mechayiv Inish of Asume Bepuria. Gemara says that Mechayiv Inish of Asume Bepuria Adela Yoda Ben Ora Haman the Bruche Mordechai. A person is chayiv to drink until a point where he doesn't know the difference between Ora Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Umashim of Dibre Gemara Shabapurim Shechrus Hu Dovatov. Seems that getting drunk, it's a good idea. Hine Advarim Yiduim Shechrus, maybe it's a Adam Lidei Kamadvarim Shasa Asr B'Torah. Getting drunk can bring you to a lot of things that are Asr in the Torah. There's a tshuva from a Moshe that talks about smoking marijuana. How could you lose yourself? You have to always think about Kodesh Baruch. V'me'ech shayich sheyesh mitzvah l'shtaka b'purim. How could it be? Yod mashem adirei gemara sheyesh shir l'midas ha-shechrus. Not only do you have to get drunk, but it tells you how much you have to drink. Adel yodah bein orahom on the Baruch Mordechai. But tzorch ber mativo shel shir zeh. The nesivas b'hakdom l'sifra megila starim. Be a possession of Emesh Ekstas Haskaros Chus the Haman of Russia. So first of all, the liberal of Chus the Haman, Shara Yado Zochu Abenei Yisrael Asos Tshuva. Through Haman, we were able to do Tshuva. Sharei Amru Chazal, Gedola Hasaris Tabas Yosem Me'abam Mishman and Nevi'im. Taking off the ring Achashverosh and giving to Haman helped more than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'os Shin Nisnabal in Yisrael. Shukulam lahochzirin lemutav. V'ilu hasaras hatabas. Hechzirin. Just that removal. We finally did tshuva. Umavua shemachvas gezeras haman his oru lasel tshuva. Umachvazeh zochlu neis lekabolas hatorah mechadash. And through that, we were able to accept. We were able to receive again the Torah. V'nimtzu shafila gezeras haman harasha hayila tovas Yisrael. And you see that even the gezer of Haman in the end was for our good. V'lachein amru chazal shechayiv adam lehiyos besimcha bepurim ad sheyavin she'en chilik ben hatova shabah ayidei Mordechai u'bein harah shabah ayidei Haman. So you'll see there's no distinction between what came through Mordechai or through Haman. Shebe'emes kol ma shekadosh baruch hu oseh hu l'tov. Va'afilu ma shenir la'adam shehura be'emes hu l'tov. Even what you think is evil is really good. And that's the kavanas of Chazal, b'mer she'amru, levesume, sheratargam levesume hu lahamtik, to make sweet. Tehainu she'afilu ha'mida shekadosh baruch hu, shenir shumar be'emes hu matuk. I just want, you know, go to page 8 because it's a really a beautiful piece to go through. But if you look on the next page, B'chei Mavua, Medivrei Asmag, Shmona B'minyan HaMitzvos, Sheyesh Mitzvah D'Araisa L'Tzadek HaDin, HaKol HaMa'or V'Yashav HiYakol HaTobo. So it's a mitzvah, according to the Smag, to realize, Midaraisa, that every situation was L'Tova. V'kosav ha-makar l'zehu mi-posuk, v'yodatim l'vecho, ki kashe yisa ishas b'no Hashem l'kecho mi-yasercho. Shekemo, just like kashe adam mi-yasas b'no, ein zeh mi-toch, just like when you punish your child, you move him off the derech, elu l'tova ha-ben. Hine yesha v'od makar l'yisol zeh m'direi gemar b'seches p'sachem. When we say the posuk, v'yoshon l'melcha kol arz b'yem ahu yesha mechad ishmo achad, Atoa idna lav echad, isn't today God isn't one? Of course he's one. Amar Rabbi Acha Bachanina, loka olam hazeh olam haba. Olam haba is different. Olam hazeh al besuros tovos omer baruch hatov meitiv. In this world, when something good happens, what are we saying? Baruch hatov meitiv. Ve absuros rose omer baruch dayanemes. The olam haba kula hatov meitiv. We're always going to say hatov meitiv. When a pashas de regemar who shall yolam haba yivarcha habrocha shatova meitiv bein latovim bein laron, always going to do it in the future. Akasha shall also love a lo yashum ra'os ba'olam. What are you talking about? We're not going to have the ra'os ba'olam in the olam haba. Umemelam therefore lo yilano has damnus the varach al ra. We're not going to have the opportunity. Then ken kasha eichom li olam haba kula tova meitiv. The Tzlach, the Noda Behuda says, Kibibiyad of a Gemara, Shema Eldin lo Seitzi haroz vein dover ra bame kadosh baruch hu, vakol hu l'tova. This is the very idea of Chayiv Inish and Besumi, to understand, nothing was ever evil. Vafilo puranu shabala adam ein ra, avol zake choso l'achni yetzi hara, ulatara neshama, sheyizke li olam shekulo tov. The idea is saying the reason is that right now, when something is in front of us, we look at something was raw and we cannot see what is right in front of us. But when you come out of it, when you have the geula, you realize the purpose. You understand exactly why this all happened. It's a beautiful understanding from Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik had said that when Moshe says, you know, show me everything, he says, no, most of us, I can't. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that you will pass from most Hamas. What does that mean that he will die? So Rav explained very beautifully. He said if Moshe Rabbeinu understood all of the ways of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he understand exactly why everything had to occur, imagine, you know why this person is ill, you know why he has to suffer, you know why he has to pass away. You'll lose your rachamim. Most Hamas, you'll be dead. You won't daven for him. You won't think about it. You'll say, no, all right, this is what has to happen. This is the future for him. This is why God wanted this way, and he won't die, and he won't have rachamim. And chas v'shalom, we shouldn't have that. But there is a purpose. We know there's a purpose by it. In Olam Haba, we'll realize everything that happened until now of exactly why it occurred. So the first answer that is given By many, to understand that the Mara happens at the end, because now we understand the Mara is really matuk. It's really sweet. There's a reason why it had to occur. And even the reason, when we find out sometimes, even then we don't understand why that reason really had to occur. The second idea is that we're talking about the future. We're talking about Galus. We're talking about the Galus after Mitzrayim. There's a beautiful piece from the Netziv to show that Lahalacha immediately we understood that there was going to be a Galus after. We have many of these things that are understood. There was one time for during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and we knew that there was also something set up for post-Beis HaMikdash. And here, the Netziv on page 9, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Rav always used to say, you never could understand that you can't understand the Haggadah without going through the Netziv. I think it's very true. Yehinei Pesach Doros B'Parshas Ba'aloscha. Amatzos Umorim Yechluhu. It's an amazing insight. Amatzos Umorim Yechluhu. Umizel Lamad Hila L'Krok Pesach Matzah Umorim Yechon. That's what we do. But from here we see that Hillel said that you have to make a sandwich. Pesach Matzah Umorim Yechon. Kedisa B'Mesechus Pesachim. Amr Lo Bal Hila Zogin Shoy Yekorchim V'Atzachas V'Ochlon Shenemra Amatzos Umorim Yechluhu. Va'afil Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam who only had matzah umara, mikol makom hayusmuchim lekazayis pesach, but that was immediately after having kazayis of the carbon pesach. Upeirish al besamach v'chol zeh bepesach doros. All of that is talking about the pesach for the future generations. Avo bepesach Mitzrayim, the first pesach. The ochlu is habasa balaylo hazetz liyesh. Umatzos omrom yochluhu. Mashmetz liyesh b'fnei atzma, Pesach by itself. Umatzah b'fnei atzma, and the matzah by itself. Zehu abraisusham. Yocha yikorcha mevas achas v'ochlin kedev shehil lotha. Maybe, even the first year they would have made a sandwich. Tamad lomar b'ochlu is habasa. Kach tzarech loma, v'kach hevi hanusach harashbam, b'dibra hamasu yochluhu, d'chsev le'el v'yochluhu sabasa. V'ikr ha'alchachim, the proof is med'chsev tzli eish umatzos, emoli t'kol echad b'fnei atzmo. V'rak al pesach siyim hamikra amorim yochluhu. Amiyub, however, the pesach was by itself, umatzo b'fnei atzmo. Why is this? It's a beautiful diyuk. The Gam Hillel noted the Pesach Mitzrayim, Hayinecha Kol Echa B'Fnei Atzmo. Even Hillel agreed that in Pesach Mitzrayim, they ate it separately. The low Nechaklu, Machlokas is only Ladoros, and there the what was the Machlokas was, if Matzos, if Mitzvos Mevatlos Zu at Zu. Just umiha pasha de bepesach mitzrayim here ochlin pesach b'fnei atzma and matzah b'fnei atzma. And why is that? Why do we have the two separate ideas? And we look at the next page. Uvetamo alachelot, and reason why they made this distinction. Ben pesach mitzrayim le pesach daros yavua lefanena b'fnim ha'agada. Later on in the Haggadah he explains again, b'mama rabbi Gamliel. Kol Shlo Omer, there when he talks about Matzah Zu, Shabbi Iker Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yesh Nafkim, it is a difference. Bein Bezman Shabbi Samikdash Kayim V'Yisrael Yoshim Ad Masam, the difference when B'nai Yisrael, when we were living on our land, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Bein Bezman Hazeh She Yisrael Mufuzorim B'Golos B'Eretz Lo Lahem. Different than in our times when we live on a land that's not belonging to us. The Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash Kim Hayu Ikur Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Al HaPesach. Mashubo Laskirin Shapasach Hu Al Botei B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, explains elsewhere, we were able to focus on the Nes of Pesach, the fact that God Reposach Al HaBoteinu, when we could focus on the Nisim and the flows. Why? Because we saw Nisim and the flows in Beis HaMikdash every single day. But us, Aval Adavar HaMatzah Lo Hoya Rov Devarim, Matzah wasn't the focus. But in our time, when we have the Hester Panim, when it's difficult for the farmer, in those days it was easy for the farmer to believe in Shemitah, it was even easy to believe that God was going to help us because you saw the Nisim Niflos. But the Tziv is explaining that in our days, when we don't see this, when we're in Golus, Kim Os Toda Shagol Hashem Zavaseinu Masha Ein Kem Bezman Hazeh. Ikur sipu yitzis mitzrayim bol hamatza mashehu bol haskrina ki bichi pozon yotzam eis mitzrayim. What do we focus on? We focus on the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The fact that we left bichi pozon. V'onin lov devarim harbe she bichi pozon kemoshe yivuah sham. So therefore, by definition, there had to be a Pesach Mitzrayim. And then there had to be a Pesach Ladoros. Why? Because there are going to be two types of Sidurim. There's going to be a Seder that's going to be speaking to the time of when we had a Beis HaMikdash, and there's going to be a Seder in a time we're going to be in Golus. The Mara aspect here is teaching us not the Mara that was in Mitzrayim only, but it's also talking about the Mara that is in our time. The Mara of the present Golus. How to handle that Mara. And here the Netziv is talking about beautifully to understand the focus in the matzah is focusing on the greatness of Klal Yisrael, not the greatness of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but the greatness of Klal Yisrael. You're familiar with the Kedushas Levi, but that's just that we call it Pesach, and Kaddish Baruch Hu in the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. He focuses on the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and we focus on the greatness of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But now that we are in Golus, it's so difficult. We can't relate. He says this specifically. When we don't see the Nisim and Niflos, it's so difficult to comprehend the greatness in the Nisim and Niflos of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we focus on the greatness of Klal Yisrael, what we are able to accomplish, even in Golus. The Bnei Yisoskar, on page 11, talking about today of the future Golus, Isa B'Yushalmi, Arba Kosas Rabbi Levi Omer Neged Arba Malchias. Ayin Sham Vinei Meharoi Lisboni Mahwe Inni L'Ramos Arba Malchias Be'Sipis Is Mitzrayim. Why should we discuss it? V'Nirliya Inyan Hanirsa Dinei Bebris Ben Abisarim Kishinoma La'Avram When Avram in the Midrash says Ki Ger Yiyez Archo Ve'Yavdom Shamna V'Hinei Eimach Hashecha Gedola Nofelis Alav. And what happened when he this great darkness? V'darshabo she'eru arba malchus ishkad showed Avram Avinu the four kingdoms. Emazu bavel, chashecha zu modai, gdola zu yavon, nefela zu edom. V'yacharkach v'yomel Avram yedei teda ki ger yezarecha arba meyoshana. V'yachakein yosu beruchush gadol. Hine haroi lo mekodem ho arba malchus, he showed him. The four malchus v'yacharkach golos betrayim. Hulupella, it's wondrous. Lahatim esam uchar. Why do you show the four before the first of Mitzrayim? Avahula horosh agolus Mitzrayim hoya agolus kololi v'shashay cholavra. Pesach Mitzrayim is just the general idea. But there were going to be four golias. Bahuyubo matanishan bechino shonos mikola arba klipos amunugadim liyisrael. And that's what is Darsha Darsha Rishumas Vahiba Yamim Hohem, Rabim Rashi Tevas, Romi Bavel, etc. Al Kain, the next paragraph, Anachna Maramzim, we give a hint. The Arba Malchius, the Sipo Yitzis Machayim, Beosan or Arba Kosa Shetiknu Chazal, Derecheris, Lahatiach, to promise the Knesset Yisrael, Bederakal, Vachomer, Motzi Hashem Yisbar, Meshiba, Begolis, Akloling, Kol Shekain, he will take us out of all the future goluses. Okay, I mean, he goes on, he says the first one, he defines how each one is a golus, each coast represents a different aspect of the future. The last piece of the Nesiva Shalom really goes back to the very beginning. Started off with the Siman, and we discussed about the Mara, why the Mara is at the end of Pesach Matzah Mara, either is to show you that Pesach is the Mara, which we have to appreciate the Mara in after we have a Geula, or that the Mara is really representative of the future, and then to build on that how to deal with the present Golas. The Siva Shalom says something very interesting, which goes back to the very original idea that the Simanim to find ourselves. What does it mean? What are we looking for? What is to find in ourselves? Starting with Behold Avadochai Vadim Liros is Atzmuk the Yotzim and Mitzrayim. Many say this is probably one of the most difficult mitzvahs in all of Torah. How do we envision ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim? Be a Devarim who can move over El, be Yisod HaMitzvah, Yechedah, Shasipi, Yitz Mitzrayim. Yes, and Mikol in Yonai Nisim Veneflos, Achayim Shasim Manah Kadosh Baruch Hu, more than all the other Nisim and Neflos. Ki Ein Ba Torah Inyan Zichronos Ba'amah. We're never talking about a past. I mean, we're mentioning the past, but we don't record history for history's sake. It has to be nitzchius. Nitzchius means it's the present, it's forever. Bechol dover dar. Valpiza yeshavar gam mashakazav arvar to be eretz mitzrayim belayl hazeh. Ani velo malach. Ani velo sarav. Ani velo ashliach. Chora. Mama Ayusa Yesh Bazeh, what's the big deal? Mayich Balum, what do we care? Ilo Haisa Agu'ulai de Malach Oshliach, the Malach Oshliach took us out, we'd be just as happy. Elimishum Shakol Mashanazai de Malach Oshliach, Eino Ki'im Lashaisa Ve'im Bazeh Nesrias. If it happens through a Malach, it has to be Shliach, even through a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Netzchias. We say, Kili Hodul Hashem Kitov, Kili Yolim Chasto. Whenever there is something which we receive directly from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kili Olam Chasto, again at the very time that that nace happened, again this is a time. It is not because there was Yetzias Mitzrayim that Nisan became a Zman of Geula. Nisan was a Zman of Geula, and therefore, there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but even today. Barak Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu Nitzchiyim B'bnei Shehu Yisparach Nitzchiyim U'memeila Gamasav Nitzchiyim. If you turn the page, he says something which is brought down in many of the Midrash and important to understand. U'bi Ha'inyan. And this is what we're trying to realize this evening. I want to tell you his yatzavu. Betchila al hayam, Parshas Beshalach, shenema his yatzavu uruus Yeshua Hashem. V'yacharkach his yatzavtem lekablos haTorah shenema v'yisyatzavu betachtis hahor. V'ato now. Atem nitzavim. Ude'u lochem ki gam hameisim begam doras ho atidim lavo rucham v'neshmosim nitzavim po. All of us were found in Mitzrayim. All of us were found in the geula of Mitzrayim. Uvezeh mavur inyan b'chol davador chayiv adam liras atzatzmo ki ilu hu yotzom Mitzrayim shelach ora ech be'emes yira adam atzatzmo kach. How do you see that? El Sheba Emes Kainhu Shekol Hanashamos Ho Yusham Be ACTS Mitzrayim. Very, very deep and very, very difficult idea. But to understand the potential for Geula is within all of us. And the reason is because the Geula was already within us at one point in our subconscious, or sometime in our neshama, sometime in our history, that there was a Geula. We have a similar idea that Rav said very often, that we find sometimes when a person says, an Amara said something, and he said, where do you find it? And he found it somewhere, there was a hint, Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Rav explained, what does that mean? He had some kind of an inclination that this would be found in the Torah. He says, that's the pshat. The Pshat says that the Malach teaches Torah to the child when he's in the woman's womb. And then when the child comes out, when the child is born, he forgets everything. So what was the purpose of remembering it? What was the purpose of teaching him in the beginning of it if he's going to forget all of it? Rav explains is that it was already within him. The fact that the Torah is within you, it's something which can now be exposed. It's a second time. You already have an inclination of what's right. What does it mean, the Zera Avram, they're all the B'nai Chasadim. They all have Chesed. Because it's... Because it's already within us, this notion, it's in our DNA to have it. And that's also understand the Geula. The very essence of the night is not simply the Geula, the physical Geula. It's also the Geula Sanefesh. It's the Geula of Neshama. It's the Geula to understand that where we were yesterday is not where we are to have to be tomorrow. It's a belief in ourselves and a belief to change. That is the essence of Judaism. It's the essence of Geula. It's the essence of who we are. We have to always realize is never to accept that this is who I am. Is to always have a dream of where I want to go. Maybe that's a deeper understanding of the Simanim. The Simanim are showing you, you start at one level. If you have a vision of Nirtza, you have a vision of going through the 15 steps, a vision of what you can become, and then you can become that. And that's a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. The very first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. There's sitting so many different mitzvahs that could have been given to us. Why is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? Why was that the very first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael? Because the understanding of Klal Yisrael is Chachas. You're not a Vadim. You are not individuals who remain on the 49th level of Tumah. You are individuals who can get to the highest level of Kedusha. If only you would believe in yourself. And that is the essence of the evening. The essence of the evening is to believe his chachas of what we can do, how we could change, and to have a Geula Shalema, at least in a personal Geula Shalema, and a Geula Shalema for all of Klal Yisrael of Bias and Mashiach and Kenya.